Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen, and we want to say
Merry Christmas.
On today's show, we're looking specifically at the shepherds and their response to hearing the good news about Jesus being born. Stay tuned.
This is the story of Operation Christmas Child. To some, it may just be a shoebox, but to millions, it is the start of the greatest journey. Traveling the world, sent with prayer. Shoebox gifts fill the hearts of children from over 100 different countries with hope, faith, and love.
Welcome back. So glad that you've tuned in on this very special Christmas day. We hope that you're enjoying a wonderful day with your friends and family. Mm-hmm. And we're so glad that you've tuned in again.
Yes, we have Teddy.
We have Teddy.
Teddy is our only Christmas decoration that stays out all year long.
He sits in our kitchen and he's just been there for years.
I know. He makes sure nobody gets the cookies.
That's what it is.
Of course, there's
no cookies in the jar.
There's no cookies in the jar, but he sits there all the time, and he watches over everything.
Yeah, we don't really put up decorations because we're not home a whole lot, and we get to enjoy decorations at other people's houses, and then they have to deal with putting them away.
That's true, like, and we don't have to dust them.
Exactly. Oh,
so Teddy is joining us on the show today, just because.
Because it's nice. Well, we have been talking about the different responses that people in the Christmas story have had when God shares the good news about Jesus with them. So we looked at Zacharias, and when he received the news from the angel Gabriel that his wife Elizabeth was going to be with child, and he had unbelief in his heart that God was actually going to fulfill that promise. Then we looked at how Gabriel addressed Mary, and Mary's response was, "I am your maidservant. Behold, your maidservant of the Lord, and may it be as you have said."
Yeah.
So she just believed that it was going to happen.
Right.
Then we looked at Joseph, and what was Joseph's response, Jen?
Joseph's response was, he woke up and he did what the Lord said.
Right on.
The angel appeared to him in a dream, and he woke up and he just did it. He took Mary as his wife and just did what the Lord told him to do. And so on today's show, we're specifically going to look at Luke 2. And I am reading from the New Century Version.
And I have New King James. King James.
Yes. And it says, "That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby watching their sheep."
What verse are you at?
Verse 8.
Right.
I'm trying not to read the King James in my head because I know it from the Peanuts show.
Oh, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Linus. Classic.
So, New Century says,
if you'd like to purchase the Peanuts Christmas episode, you can go to our partners page on neweveryday.tv, click partners, and then go to Amazon, and then you can order the movie and support our show.
Thank you for giving to us this Christmas season. All right, so here we go. Starting at, continue
Sorry,
on
can
at
you
verse
start
9.
Again? I didn't mean to.
Oh, no problem. "Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and they became very frightened. The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all the people. Today your Savior was born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box.' Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, praising God and saying, 'Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace among the men who please God.' When the angels left them and went back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a feeding trough. When they had seen him, they told what the angels had said about the child. Everyone was amazed at what the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured these things and continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It had been just as the angel had told them. Yes.
So if we look at their response in belief. Now the shepherds, they were like lowest of the lowest caste, if you will, right?
Yes.
Because they slept outside with smelly sheep. It just was not, on the social ladder, they were at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's very encouraging and amazing that God would bring this good news and allow these shepherds to be the first ones to see his son born in a manger.
Yes, and now, can you read what your version says? Because it's written differently in mine. Because the New Century makes it seem like when they had seen him, they told what the angel said about this child, and everyone was amazed. So it makes it sound like they haven't left the manger.
Okay. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying that was told them concerning the child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
And read the next.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
Right.
So they told other people. So they actually went. They believed. This is an angel from God.
Yes.
I believe the message. And you made a good point, Jen, that the angel didn't say, go and find the baby.
Mm-mm.
They decided to go.
Right.
But they said, the angel said, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Mm-hmm. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God. So they never actually said, go there.
No, they said, this will be a sign. Like, but they were never told to go. It's interesting because Zechariah was told, this is what's going to happen. And he's like, okay, prove it. Prove to me that you're true. Mary was like, okay, well, how is this going to happen? Joseph just did it, right? He was told to do something, and he did it. But it's interesting because the shepherds weren't actually told to do anything.
They went on their own volition.
They went on their own volition. And it's very interesting because even though they are telling people about what happened, what they saw, nobody else actually goes to the manger to check it out.
Oh, yeah, true. They just stood there and marveled. So all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds, but they didn't actually go confirm it themselves.
I know.
I never thought of that.
Which is very interesting. It's like, oh yeah. And it's like, this is the Savior of the world, right? Like, that's what he said. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
Who is Christ the Lord.
Yes. So this is the Savior that they have been waiting for to come, right? And yet the shepherds are the only ones that go and check it out.
Yes, when he was still in the manger.
While he was still in the manger.
The wise men came later.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting. And it reminds me that God reveals himself to people who are willing to see him.
Mm, that is so true. That is so true. And he came in a very unassuming way.
Yeah.
Born in a manger. The shepherds went there. That the manger was a place for a king to be born. And I was reading in this Christmas ideals book of poetry, and I wanted to share one with you guys. It's by Leslie Leland Fields. I hope I'm saying your name right. And it's called Let the Stable Still Astonish. Let the stable still astonish. Straw dirt floor, dull eyes, dusty flanks of donkeys, oxen, crumbling crooked walls. No bed to carry that pain. And then the child, rag-wrapped, laid to cry in a trough. Who would have chosen this? Who would have said, yes, let the God of all the heavens and earth be born in this place? Who but the same God who stands in the darker, fouler rooms of our hearts and says, yes, let the God of heaven and earth be born here, in this place. And I just love the sweet parallel there, Jen, that the stable was this unassuming place very humble, nothing exciting, but God saw us and chose to make his home in us because he loves us and we're made in his image and he wanted to come and live inside of us. It's the same kind of thing, that your heart is now the stable. It's the, your heart is the manger this Christmas. And maybe this is the first time that you've even thought about welcoming the Savior into your life. Mm-hmm. And it's a good time of year to pause and think about that.
Yes. And maybe that's why the people just marveled at it. Because they didn't... For unto you is born today in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Maybe the people just went,
huh? Savior? Manger?
That doesn't
make sense. What a weird dichotomy.
And it's, and when we think about it like that, how could possibly God of all creation want to live in us?
Yeah.
And yet the word Emmanuel, which is one of the names attributed to Christ, is basically means God with us. Mm-hmm. Like he wants to be with us. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, I want to say humbling that God himself would come and allow himself to be born into a manger and then die on a cross in order that he could be with us when we seem so sinful, for lack of a better word, so non-God worthy. And yet he deems us as God worthy by dying on the cross for us. And that was the sole purpose in coming at Christmas, at that first Christmas, was he came that he might grow, show us what God was like, die on the cross for our sins as the perfect lamb, which is what we talked about last week with Abraham, and that we could be made right with God if we chose to believe, which is the first verse that we talked about 4 weeks ago, was Romans 10:9. If we believe in our hearts, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is
Lord,
and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Mm-hmm. And that is what Christmas is all about. It's Jesus came so that we might have life eternal with God the Father.
Yeah.
And if we believe, then we can have that life too. And so the last 4 weeks we have been talking about what does belief look like? And it doesn't always mean having all the answers.
No.
It means it's trusting. Am I going to trust that what God says is true? And so...
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
Is for like growing up in like through my teen years, I always thought, yes, Jesus came to die for me because I'm such a sinner. Yes, true. I had sinned and separated myself from God. But God must have looked at us and seen such great value.
Yes.
That we were made in the image of God, that he left heaven to get heaven back inside of us, that we might have fullness of joy now. And sometimes I feel like the Christians I met growing up kind of had head down trudging. I'm just waiting to get to heaven. I'm just doing it day by day. I'm getting to heaven.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the good news, the tidings of great joy.
Yes. Which will be for all people.
Right. And that great joy is Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
I know I've said that verse over and over, but I feel like sometimes we have a really skewed sense of the gospel.
Hmm.
That we're just holding out for something. Yes, Jesus died that we might spend an eternity with God. But there's a life now to be lived for him and for his glory. And he's spreading his kingdom on the earth.
Yeah.
And we get to be part of that. We are ambassadors because he lives in us. We now become the light of the world. We now are the word of God because Christ is the word. He is inside of us.
Yes. Well, and it says, give glory to God in heaven and on earth. Let there be peace among the people who please God. Now, I know... says on whom his favor rests in various versions. But that idea of when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, there should be this deep sense of peace in us. It does not mean that there will be peace around us.
In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
But there will be a deep sense of peace inside of us. So Jesus came to bring us peace as well. And so not only so when we are reconciled with God, when we are made right with God, that peace comes inside. So this little baby, part of what I find so shocking is that the people just stood there and marveled, but they didn't actually go and embrace. And how many people stand and they'll look at Christians, and I know we have talked about this, but people will say to myself or to Carrie, and I think I hear it more from Carrie because I work in a church, but people will say to you, oh, well, you seem to have such a strong faith, and they marvel at it.
But they don't want to reach out.
Yeah.
And taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
That he's good.
So they marvel at our faith. They marvel at, wow, you have such a strong connection with God. And it's like, yes, and you could have
it. And it's for you.
And it's for
you. The good news was for all people.
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't want to reach out and see. They don't want to go to the stable. They don't want to invite Jesus into the stable of their heart.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where I think, oh boy, we so want people to understand that. How much more does God long for people to get a hold of that?
Yes, because when you think about what took place, God becoming man, putting everything of who he was in the form of a baby.
A baby.
And I just came from a friend's house, and she has a wee baby, and even to get up out of the crib, Mama has to come and lift the baby up.
Like, so dependent.
So crazy. It's interesting when you think that God became dependent on man. Like, that's how much he valued us, because he gave up everything. And he trusted himself to Mary and Joseph, which is very interesting, too.
Like, it is.
He trusted himself to Mary and Joseph to raise him up so that then he could do what he came to do, which is to make us right with himself.
And if you think, I often like to think about this. If you read in John chapter 1, how in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Jesus. And mm-hmm. nothing that was made, that's made here, was not made through, had not been made unless it was made through the Word. So right. Jesus was instrumental in creating everything with the Father, right? Mm-hmm. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all together. So when Jesus was a baby, like, and a toddler growing up, did he have an understanding of when he made Mary? Like, as she was wiping him and washing him and feeding him, did he remember creating her?
Mm-hmm.
Just something, it just blows my mind.
Yes.
And then fast forward ahead of time when Jesus is being about to be crucified and the soldiers are smacking him and beating him up, did he remember making them, and yet he still loves them?
Yes.
It's the same love that he has.
Mm-hmm.
For all people.
Yes.
So I'm just so encouraged by the Christmas story, Jen. Even mm-hmm. to stop and think about it, read it. And maybe that's something you could do with your family. Maybe you've never opened the Christmas story before.
Mm-hmm.
To actually read it out loud with your family. Or with your significant other. Or with your roommate. Or with your friend. Maybe yes. you're away at college. And you just want to open it and just read the Christmas story.
Yeah. So the Christmas story is found in Luke 2. Well, there's two spots. There's Luke 2, which starts with the birth of Jesus, and it goes to the end, Luke 2:21. That is the bulk where they're called to Bethlehem to go. Or you can start at the beginning of the beginning, Luke 1, where the angel appears to Zechariah, and continue to the end of 2:22. Or you can go to Matthew, where Joseph is called by God to marry Mary. And then that's the wise men come to visit Jesus, as at the beginning of chapter 2 in Matthew.
There's so much still to cover in the Christmas story.
Yes. So if you're wanting to pick up the Christmas story, Matthew, the end of Matthew 1 to Matthew 2, and then Luke 1 and Luke 2 will give you the full Christmas story. But we encourage you today to take, not just to marvel at the Christmas story, but to actually embrace the truth of the Christmas story, that God really does love you. And some of you have known that truth for a really long time. We encourage you to once again then marvel at the Christmas story, because you understand the truth. But maybe you need to step back and go, wow, God did that for me. And he did it for you. And so be blessed today. Know that God loves you. He cares for you. He loves your family. He cares about where you're at and what you're doing. And his peace that passes all understanding really is available for you today in any situation that you're in. So
can we pray then, Jen?
We sure can.
Let's. Father God, you are awesome. Thank you so much for looking on us and loving us enough that you sent your son to be born as a baby in a manger,
mm-hmm.
to die on a cross. And I thank you for the promise that's inside of us. Thank you for the whole Christmas story. Thank you for all of history that points towards your son coming.
Yes.
Thank you now for the hope of his return and for all the signs that point to that coming soon.
Mm.
We look forward to that day. And yet, Lord, we want to live in this day for you, experiencing life and life to the full. Thank you for our viewers and our listeners. Would you bless them and their families? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful time with your family.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Carrie? Yes. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas.